This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Union Cabinet has approved the Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the mission will be implemented over a six-year period from 2025 to 2031 with a financial outlay of 11,440 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its nod to the opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalaya across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. The minister also informed that the government has also cleared 3% hike in DNS allowance, DA, to central government employees and DNS relief, DR, to pensioners. On the occasion of the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, main program will be held in the presence of former President Ram Nath Kovind at Reshmi Bagh in Nagpur this morning. Sar Sangh Chalak Dr. Bhagwat will deliver his main address on Vijay Dashami, and distinguished guests from across the country and abroad have been invited to watch this ceremony in Nagpur. A turnout of about 21,000 Swayam Sevaks is expected in this year's special program. As part of the Panch Parivartan program of the Sangh, Hindu Sammelans will be organized at the Mandal and Basti levels in urban and rural parts of the country, in which all sections of social life will participate. Home outreach campaign will also be carried by volunteers of RSS. RSS was founded at Nagpur by its first Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Keshav Hedgewar in 1925. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is on a two-day visit to Kutch. The minister will attend a cultural program at the military station in Bhuj. Today, on the occasion of the Shahra, the Defence Minister will witness a multi-agency security exercise at the Lakkinala military garrison on the Kutch border and perform Shastra Pujan. You will also inaugurate several new facilities for Jawan and interact with soldiers. A special Gram Sabha will be held today across 1 lakh tribal-dominated villages and Tola, where communities will formally adopt the Tribal Village Vision 2030 declaration. This move is part of the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan, launched by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. It marks the world's largest tribal grassroots leadership program, covering 11 crore citizens in 30 states and UTs. The government has declared the period from 15th November last year to 15th November this year as Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had officially launched the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan and Adi Seva Parv on 17th of last month, focusing on responsive governance, community participation and youth leadership through the Adi Seva Parv program. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that the India-European Free Trade Association EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement TEPA, is a defining moment in India's economic engagement with Europe. In his keynote address at the India-EFTA Prosperity Summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal stated that it represents a trusted partnership between friends. He said that TEPA will unlock wide-ranging opportunities across life sciences, clean energy, artificial intelligence, education and tourism. The minister added that TEPA is a firm investment commitment which ensures balance and fairness. In chess, Grandmaster P. Enian of Tamil Nadu won the 62nd National Chess Championship in Guntur, Andhra Pradesh, yesterday. He clinched the title by remaining unbeaten in over 11 rounds with 7 wins and 4 draws. And that is the end of this news bulletin.